From 1956 is when the center was at Shobumoyo Stadium.
The work you have talked about the beginning of the work in Nairobi earlier. Would you remember the dates when it was all started?
They came to build that center from 1956.
About 1956, mm-hmm. And of course, the church.
The church came later, because they started with the center, witnessing to people until when they got members.
After getting members, then the church was started.
Mm-hmm. Because before we started the church, we were just praying at the center. People were coming there; they preached to us. And after that, we formed the church.
How many members did you have that time when the church was started? Or rather, when the church was built?
I can't remember the number, but the much I know, some were just coming. They were not members, but we are just coming. We worship together, but there were a few members. It was not even more than 15. They were very few.
Very few in number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And from that time, of course, the church started growing. Do you think one of the reasons why the Baptist churches don't grow bigger is because of the way they teach hard? What would be your own opinion on that?
With that one, I can't say, but what we believe is to get people to be saved, but not the multitude. And most of the people, they want to go where they are free. They just come the way they are. And we Baptists, we don't receive people like that. We have to teach you, to screen you, and make sure that you know what you are doing, whom you are serving. We want you to receive Christ as your Savior. And some people do not want that. After they come and find we are very strict about that, some they just divert and go. And some of the domination, they have this system of singing, doing something, fans, so that people may be happy. Sometimes we don't have that, although we do. We do sing and clamp and whatever we can do to show our happiness to our Lord. But most of the, not like the other, they just come because of the singing. They can sing. Most of the services singing, we are not like that, we Baptists. And sometimes people, they say, we don't have the Holy Spirit. That is the thing which we are receiving from outside. Baptists do not have the Holy Spirit because we don't have such things.
So the outsiders are judging, rather passing judgment on them.
Because when they come, we don't sing, jump, we say things. So because of that, the people do not believe whether we are saved.
So the critics of the Baptists think that because Baptists are not more emotional, they don't conduct emotional services.
But I'm proud that the same people, they say Baptists, they are the people of biblical, they believe in Bible teaching. So I'm proud of that.
They are the people of the Word, mm-hmm. people of Scripture. That's mm-hmm. what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good, of course, that's a good saying, if mm-hmm. people talk positive about you.
Yes, that's why I'm proud. We are not, even if we don't have that Holy Spirit of singing and doing whatever, but they know that we are following the Bible.
Now, I do also understand that there was a campaign that started in 1976 all the way to 79 of beginning more churches in Mombasa. Were you part of this, or did you hear about what was done during that? A campaign that was targeting Mombasa as a region.
There was a time I heard that there's a target of having a certain number of churches. I heard that thing, but I can't tell whether they achieved that goal, they got that number they wanted, or what happened, I can't tell. But I heard such a thing.
The goal was to, I understand, the goal was to plant 200 churches.
Mm-hmm.
I think the
I can't tell whether they achieved that goal or not. I can't tell, but no. I heard about it.
Yeah, because it just out of inquisitive,
mm-hmm.
Trying to find out how that program did.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also recorded that they planted 200 churches and baptized 2,000 people in Mombasa area, in the region of Mombasa.
Mm-hmm.
That is significant if to the growth
mm-hmm.
of the Baptist as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering now about what you just said a while ago about women
mm-hmm.
fellowship and women beginning churches. Mm-hmm. Do you see that trend continuing, or have you seen that?
Of recently, we have rather how not performing well, because that was done yearly. We were to go different places to start the churches, but I think due to financial problem, it's not doing well.
Was these programs before also supported by missionaries?
No.
So financial problems have kind of...
No. Mission was not involved.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just wondering, now that the women were involved and then they were also doing outreach, how would you describe the youth ministry?
The youth ministry is doing, but not very well in Kenya, although we are having, because mostly you find the youth within the towns, but in a urban area, it's very difficult to get those groups of youth.
Meaning the urban areas, there are no youths?
They may say they are having youth, but according to what I say, having youth, because it's under the church, it's ministered by either the pastor or the elders, so we cannot say that is a group of youth. But
you were just explaining the youth before.
Mm-hmm.
Would you continue with that?
Yes. The youth in the town is doing well. But in the urban area, youth, they are not free to do their work. They are under the pastors, deacons. So they are not given that freedom of to exercise. They are to have their own meetings, their own freedom to be together and share their views. So we are still behind a bit with the youth at the urban area.
in the urban areas, you said the youth is still behind a bit. Mm-hmm. Behind in what sense? That they are not working, actively involved, as you had said.
Yes, because they are not free.
They are not free.
Yes, they are under the pastors. You know, like town, they have their own meetings, they run themselves, they have their leaders, they can decide when what to do. Some even, they organize even to go out to witness. But in a urban area, they are controlled. They are not given even the time for themselves to organize themselves and to share their views together. Also, some, because of they don't have the income, they can't travel and meet with the others. If they, when they decide to have a meeting, like others, they cannot go and spend a night there together because they cannot afford to pay for their food. So we are still having a problem with the urban area. With
and youth. Don't the Baptist conventions of Kenya have meetings like conferences, organized conferences for the youth?
Yes, they do. But it's a few associations. Mm. They send their members because they have to pay.
Ah, they have to pay for their transportation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm, that's interesting. What about women conferences? Do you have them regularly or you have them?
We have at least for the Kenya, we have once per year.
So you have women conference once every year?
Mm-hmm. Even the youth, they do once per year, but they are few who can be able to.
Few attend the, mm-hmm. the meeting, that's what you say. Would you just give me a picture about the some of the things that you think that probably have not been done correctly, if in your own understanding of the events in the very beginning of that work. From your discussion, I noticed that some of the leaders were not trained, but again, they trained them. And now leadership problem, you don't have serious leadership problem in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Church leadership, people who are pastoring the churches are all trained.
I can't say we don't have a problem in the leadership somehow, because in the urban area, we receive members from other denomination. And when they come with their way of worshiping,
uh-huh.
and they want to be selected as leaders. Now it's becoming very difficult in urban area to control the churches and to bring them in a line where they have to follow the Baptist system. But we are trying to teach them. You can say some are listening and they are trying to follow. Some they don't want because of their own interest. That is the main problem we are having in a urban area. You may think he is faithful, but he is doing for his own interest. That's why some they don't want to follow the Baptist procedures. But we are trying. Those who understand, we are trying to stand firmly.
Mm.
Especially even the side of that I was referring to the youth. Like our area, there's another, the lady who is the chairman of our association. We joined together with her and we are trying to see how we can make the youth to be free. And I'm glad because we fought for that until now they have agreed that youth should continue with their work separately. And we, as I said, we have five goals. One is to teach the youth.
Mm-hmm.
We women, we do step in and see what they are doing. Sometimes we go there and teach them. You are supposed to do this, this, this. And when they have the meeting, sometimes we women, we cater for their
needs,
food and whatever. They just come to attend. So we are trying to see whether we are going to succeed.
So would you give me a picture here about the time frame between 1956 to 76, and then there is a period there between 76, of course, to the year 2000. There have been a lot of activities going on.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, between the year 76 all the way to 79, of course, to 85,
mm-hmm.
there have been some kind of campaigns mm-hmm. that have been done towards, geared towards planting new churches and emphasizing more of evangelism.
In fact, the early 60s up to early 70s, the churches is when we were purely under mission. They were supporting to pay the pastors and everything is the mission was supporting. But from there, we came to start standing of our own. We do mission pays maybe a certain percentage, and we do the other. We continued in such a way working with the mission, but recently now we are standing by our own from 80s. The churches are starting by their own. We are trying to change the ways a bit, a way of worshiping, because most of our churches was only Swahili.
Mm.
Now, we came to understand that we have to have the youth, and they prefer to have English more than Swahili. So you can find we are having two services. We are having English service, we are having Swahili service, we can sing chorus, we can, sometimes we use even the drum, to beat the drum and sing. So in such a way, it came to, some people are taking interest to join with us because of the singing. I can remember in a, from 80s, we were the member, we were joining the other churches in Nairobi, choir competitions. And we performed very good for some years. We came from class C up to A, up to special class.
Wow.
As a Baptist with Manasi Musoli. He's one of now our pastor. So in such a way, some people, they take interest to say, oh, if I join this, they are doing well. So in such a way, we had some more members, and the church grows.
Mm. That sounds like there have been a lot of things happening, and positive things,
mm-hmm.
especially as geared towards church planting and the growth of the church.
Mm, we change according to the... Now everything is changing. We didn't have this... we are dot-com generation. Computers now is working. Not the old typewriters we were using, now they are out of use. So we have to change with the way the people are going.
Yeah, but what's happening is that a lot of changes, you're incorporating more, you're becoming more open, or you're becoming more closed.
Mm-hmm. But we remain in the word of Lord.
You mean deep in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture, don't change.
We don't go out of that.
Mm, that's a very good position,
mm-hmm.
because if one will get out of that, would you know?
Whatever we do, we have to do within
the parameters mm-hmm. of the Word of God.
Because even King David,
hmm.
when he was singing his, until he was out of his sense because of praising. So we have to be within, although even if we praise in which way, but we have to praise our Lord.
Now, how, just this, I'm just wondering, because the missionaries from the beginning, when they first came in and started this work, there's some issues there that they had to deal with about their safety. Of course, there was that Mau Mau happening. We had talked about it earlier,
mm-hmm.
but just remember to, there's some few, brother, few things that I wanted to clarify that. How were they perceived, received by people, perceived by people?
You know, this, in our country, in Kenya, from the beginning, when even white people came, people were friendly. It's only during that period of Mau Mau, when we came to understand that they are ruling us, we don't have a freedom, when they started being against them. But it was not extend that everybody was against the missionaries or the white people. And also even the Mau Mau people, what they wanted is the freedom, not because they didn't want to see a white person. They were fighting for our rights. And then I don't think, because at Shaurmore there, where the missionaries were staying, there was one house there, and I have never heard of anything or something has happened to them. Though they were staying there safely, and they were not guided either by police or by anybody. But they were safe there. It was not bad. And they were allowed to go house to house, witnessing freely. So there was no differences between the missionaries and the native.
Yes, sir. Your observation that on that area. Finally, what I think, what other important information would you like to share that would be helpful to shape in the way of the mission work in the future?
No, what I could say, although we are not having now missionaries as it was before, but we need their cooperation between we churches in Kenya and either here in America. As brothers, we should work together. We should assist each other, because there are some needs which we have to come together. And it's not only financially. Even sitting together, sharing our thoughts, seeing how we can promote our work, I think it's important. Not always because of the financial.
So what you're saying is that we should have partnership, mm-hmm. venturing together in the future, working mm-hmm. towards
mm-hmm.
we have to a common goal.
Still to be together as partners.
Hmm. And you think that will encourage the brotherhood and mm-hmm. of course encourage the
mm-hmm.
the work to be mm-hmm. done more aggressively.
And then even they will be proud of seeing that our work which we started in Kenya, they still going on, and they do appreciate for us to be together with them.
Appreciate that relationship, and the growth mm-hmm. relationship. Well, I thank you very much for your insights on the work in Kenya, in particular the Southern Baptist Mission in Kenya. There are some areas that we did not cover properly, but of course I do understand that you had to give yourself and give your time to be able to discuss or talk about these issues. This is important for the church in Kenya and of course for the posterity of the future work people will be able to look back and see what you have done and contributed to this history making of that particular region, of that mission work in that particular region. Now, what final thing would you want to say that as we conclude this oral interview?
What I can say is to say to our missionary, all people in America, we do appreciate, especially I can say me myself, what I have received from them has done a lot in my life, and I can see things which I'm doing, and I got the information from them, because personally in my work where I was working, I received the knowledge from them, and now where in urban area I'm doing with the churches, I got the knowledge from them, and we do need them to be with us, to continue with us and teaching our people. Even we do appreciate, because some of our pastors, they are still coming this end to be taught so that they can go back and make the work to continue.
You said again you got your training from the mm-hmm. Baptist
yes.
school
and mm-hmm. commercial school
mm-hmm. and that enabled you to
so I get appreciate a job. The way they are doing their work, because although they came to teach spiritual matters, also they take our personal needs.
So that combination mm-hmm. was benefit mm-hmm. to
and
many.
That even that one
Kenyans
in Kenya, in our churches in Kenya, we have that, we know that we have to meet some people's need, not only spiritual. So even the churches are doing it.
So it has been a continuation, a mm-hmm. continued trend in the churches.
The way they taught us, now even the churches, they are doing the same thing.
Well, Teresia, Mchere, again, I want to thank you very much for coming today and giving us this time to do an interview. This interview has been done by Frederick Mangeni, talking to Teresia M. Mchere. Teresia has been an old-time church member of the Sauri Moyo Baptist Church, and has described, and of course she has given us detailed information of how the work was started, the areas that she didn't want to commit herself to, but she has plainly given us a picture of what we can see and appreciate the work that was done. The interview was conducted at Flighty Farms, and proceeded on well. And I'm thankful that she offered her time to come and be interviewed. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.